We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
No, I just felt like I think it was 10-4 at that point, and I thought we got hammered on two straight plays. So, you know, and, you know, like the thing is, it's not an easy game to officiate. So I understand that. And there's going to be, you know, marginal calls that can go either way. And I thought, you know, Jalen was driving the ball pretty hard to the basket. He wasn't getting anything. And Julius got, I thought he got hit pretty good twice. And so, you know, that's it. I know their job's not easy, but I really don't care how the game is called. I just want it to be consistent. So if we're calling it tight on one end, then it has to be tight on the other end. If we're letting it go, let it go. That doesn't bother me, but you know, I'm not putting on the officials.
Hamdi M is another one. I used to coach my son's soccer team. Obi is like those kids that just came for the snacks as long as everyone is having fun. Didn't love this game from Obi tonight. I thought, again, Doris Burke was on point. She said it. You would have liked to see Obi take that shot. Like, have confidence or pump fake into a drive, you know, and keep. And that's the thing that struck me about tonight, watching the Nets in particular. Sorry, is their drive and kick game. Now, look, they only have one creator right now. So like their drive and kick game kind of needs for to be perfect in order for them to get good looks, unless Kyrie's just going to manufacture stuff, right? But their drive and kick game is pretty flawless. Like, they don't have anyone out there other than De'Ron Sharpe. I was going to say other than their centers, but fucking Nick Claxton's putting the ball on the floor. Nick Claxton had more, I'm pretty sure Nick Claxton had more assists than anybody on the Knicks tonight. Like, that's a crazy stat, and I kind of want to go back and watch all those assists and see how he got them. But like, again, great job by him. Great job by that franchise developing him into this sort of player that can get six assists. But like, they, all of them, everybody on the floor for the Nets has the ability to put the ball on the floor and get and make the next pass. The Knicks don't really always have that. Like, we praise Grimes for that, because it's kind of so rare, you know, at least in terms of their ancillary players, the rest of their role players. And even their big players, right? Their RJ and Brunson Randle, like they're not quick enough in the decisions that they make. I mean, this is, look at the assists tonight. The Nets had 31 assists tonight. The Knicks ended up with 19 and they got a few late. I went on a whole tangent on something that you didn't even bring up, but sorry, you just spurred that thought. Anyway, thanks, Hamdi. Appreciate it. Juanon, what's going on, Juanon? Great to hear from you. Salute from Mexico. Awesome. I wish I was in Mexico right now. It's hard to be too mad when we stole two wins in three games that we all thought were losses a week ago. Completely agree. Let's talk trades. Does the Turner extension make things move because it's slow? So the thing about the Turner extension, and terrible job by me. I didn't realize this until Bobby Marks tweeted it out. They could still trade him. Now, should we assume that Miles Turner only signed this extension because he thinks he's going to remain in Indiana? Quite frankly, I'm not sure he cares that much after he went on fucking podcast with Woj earlier this year and advocated for why the Lakers should trade for him. He can still be traded, you know? So I think, you know what, and I wrote about this a little bit last week and I'll say it now. I think the reason you're seeing such a slow trade market is the Hachimura trade was like its own thing. Like the Lakers wanted to get, first of all, timing is everything. Like every win matters for them, right? So like they wanted to get someone. They didn't want to trade a first round pick. They're saving their firsts until the right deal comes along, if it comes along. They're dangling the seconds. You know, they probably had some alternate options. Hello, Cam Reddish, if they wanted to put 2 seconds on the table. So then maybe it's like, okay, we'll give you the third second, but you got to trade him to us today. You can't wait 2 weeks to keep Hachimura and see if you get that first. You got to trade him to us today. Otherwise, we're sending 2 seconds to New York, or we're just going to get Cam Reddish. Well, that's how you end up with Rui Hachimura 2 weeks before the end of the trade deadline. I don't know that any of that I just said is true, but you could see why that specific trade happened already. The rest of the league, everybody wants the same sorts of guys. Everybody wants fucking Jay Crowder, Alex Caruso, Grayson Allen, Eric Gordon. I'm trying to think of other like these tweener wings, like 2, 3, 4 type of guys that can, you know, they could play in the playoffs. You know, they're going to be able to give you minutes if you're a playoff team. You want to put Malik Beasley in that list. You want to put the kid from Charlotte. I forget which one, Vanderbilt. I always get the guy from Utah confused with the guy that's on Charlotte. McDaniels, Vanderbilt. They're both on the block. Like all those sorts of guys, right? Guys that could step in and be a cog as like a 3-and-D, big wing, small wing, whatever, on a playoff team. No one wants to set the market for the first one of those guys. So that's why I think we haven't seen anything. And I don't think the Turner thing, the extension on Turner, I don't think that affects anything. I think that this is going to really go down, and I think we're going to get to, honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if a week from now we're sitting here and we're looking around and there hasn't been one of these guys traded yet. I think it's going to be an active deadline, but I think it's going to be late. I think we're going to be waiting for a bit. That's my gut feeling. I could be wrong, but who knows? Thanks, Junon. Busy with another one. Thank you, Busy, so much. Reflecting back on tonight's game, it was a little more than just top end. The Nets move the ball to get shots. Yep, you're preaching to the choir. Not always relying on their star to isolate and get two on the ball to get someone open shots.
Yeah,
100%. And credit to them. Here's another one from Busy. Thank you again, Busy. That offense is more sustainable and easily able to duplicate results versus isolation. Then late game ISO looks a lot differently when it's used only at the end of games versus all the time. This is probably my favorite comments you've ever had, Busy. Look, the Knicks, here's the thing. I thought not that they were able to ever shut that offense down, but if you have guys defending on their toes, really getting after it on defense, like you can keep up with those. You can keep up with those rotations. It's not easy to keep up with those rotations, but you can keep up with those rotations when there's no one that has the ability to really bend your defense. Now, I say that, and the collection of guys they've assembled, where everybody from, let's just really quickly go through their roster real quick. Cause I'm not disagreeing with you that it is play style. It is play style. You have to make a conscious effort to play this way. But like Joe Harris, Seth Curry, Patty Mills, I mean, Royce O'Neal certainly did it tonight, but like those other three guys, Seth Curry, Joe Harris, Patty Mills, like those guys are not point guards by trade. And they're all so good about making the right decision, making the quick decision, making the next decision. And they're also really good shooters too. So when you combine those skill sets on a team, and like, I don't think the Knicks have anybody as good as those three guys that I just mentioned at that particular skill. They have Knicks obviously have other skills in other areas, but that combination of skills, you want to throw O'Neal in there too. Royce O'Neal is obviously a better defender, not as good of a shooter. Watanabe, I didn't even mention Watanabe. The guy didn't miss from three tonight. The guy's become, now is he as good with the decision-making as far as like making the next play, putting the ball on the floor? Maybe not as good, but when you're as lethal from three as he is, maybe you don't even need to be. Like, they have done such a great job combining play style with roster management. And then obviously when they have their two stars healthy, and I did say two stars intentionally, and then you get the development that you got from Claxton as like another cog. I mean, it really is like they should be the hardest offense to guard in the playoffs, at least in the East, better than Boston, I believe. I would have to think about whether they're harder to guard than a fully healthy Nuggets team or a fully healthy Warriors team, but whatever. Top three offense to guard. Yeah, that's what you want. That's what you want. But credit to them. They've assembled the right kind of roster. Like you have to have players that are good at that stuff, and they have them, you know? Thanks, Busy. Forgotten NYC, too many sag off, help ball handler, open threes. Yeah, it's being stout at the point of attack. Hear Thibodeau talk about that all the time. Deny penetration. Simple. Deny penetration. That's digging your heels in. Completely agree. Fargo Tufo with another one. I noticed the Brooklyn scorekeeper putting up lots of points on the board for Kyrie in the fourth. New Reddit scandal, question mark. It's the comment of the night. Comment of the night. Robert Cross. Glad you're feeling better, John. Let's talk Emmanuel quickly. I'm feeling like he's a future NBA All-Star. Hashtag 53 wins. Robert, first of all, what are we going to do when they get loss number 30? Six more to go. Might not make it past the All-Star, big buddy. Just saying. Will IQ ever make an all-star team? I'm trying to think, what odds would you have to give me for me to actually bet? If you gave me 10-1 odds that Emmanuel Quickley is going to make one all-star team, I'd think about it. 20-1 odds, I'd put some money down. 20-1, I'd put $100 down. Because sure, why not? And I think I need 20-1, not 10-1. But who cares? He's a winning basketball player. Get him on your team. You could argue he's the most winning player they have, maybe aside from Jalen Brunson. And he defends. Thanks, Robert. And he was the best. He really was. I had to give flowers to RJ, but I thought he was really good. Forgotten NYC with another one. Thank you for all the generous contributions, Forgotten NYC. Would prefer if Sims didn't punch an offensive rebound into the seventh row. Man, he lacks a certain like we thought Mitch wasn't finessed. Sims does not have finesse. Happened twice tonight and should have come down with both rebounds. Again, I said it a few times. You miss Mitch. You watch a game like this and you really miss Mitchell Robinson. I miss Mitchell Robinson. That's for sure. Come back, Mitch, please, soon. Yanni, what's going on, Yanni Golan? Hey, John, it's not just you. I can't watch RJ anymore. That's harsh. Come on. Even when he's scoring, RJ plus two protected picks. For OG Anunoby. Good night. Feel better. Let's go, Knicks. Thank you, Yanni. Why are you trying to get me in trouble? I was doing so well tonight. I mean, you want the honest answer? The honest answer is Toronto says no. They're not. I don't think they're doing that. OG Anunoby for two protected first round picks plus RJ. I think Toronto says no. I don't know if New York offers that, to be clear. New York may say no. New York might not offer that. The only thing I would ever, and I said this over the summer, so I don't feel like I'm, I definitely said this over the summer. I think the Knicks internally are very much like the fan base and the larger NBA community, which is that I think they're, and this has been reported by other people, so I feel very comfortable saying this. There are people within the Knicks who love RJ Barrett and believe in RJ Barrett, and I think there are people within the Knicks who do not, are not the biggest fans of RJ Barrett. So I think that trade construction, I bet you that would spur some vigorous debate within the front office. But I don't think Toronto would do it, and I don't think the Knicks would do it either. That's my gut feeling. Forgotten NYC with another one. Is it fair and reasonable to say that iHeart saved his season? He's been awesome. Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting because there's been, you know, trade talk or trade rumors in connection to him going to, I guess, the Clippers. He looks better. If he plays like this the rest of the year, that's great. And I like that Jericho Sims is getting this time. I appreciate it for him. Good job. Good job giving him the time. Ready for Mitch to be back. And when Mitch is back, Isaiah Hartenstein should be the backup center. Thanks, Forgotten.
For over 30 years, the law offices of Weiss & Rosenblum in New York City has been home to a team of award-winning, hard-hitting injury attorneys who have a long track record of seven-figure results. Whether you've been injured in a car accident, fall, construction accident, or other traumatic event, Weiss & Rosenblum will work tirelessly to maximize the award regardless of the severity of your injury and get you and your family the fair and just compensation you deserve. Call Weiss & Rosenblum today at 212-366-6100. Again, that's 212-366-6100 or visit weissandrosenblum.com for more information. No case is too big or too small. Personal attention to your matter is a priority. Once more, call 212-366-6100. Previous results do not guarantee future outcomes. If you think you might have a case, speak with a veteran attorney, not a rookie.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, Knicks fans. This year, you've got goals, and Factor is here to help you achieve each and every one of them. Save time and energy you need to tackle everything on your to-do list with Factor's ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Get Factor and not only skip the trip to the grocery store, but skip the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you need to do is heat up and enjoy. I don't know about you, but one of the things I like to do to stay healthy is eat a lot of grilled chicken. The problem is, I don't think grilled chicken tastes very good most of the time. With Factor's meals, grilled chicken is always super fresh and super tasty, and they give you all sorts of varieties. This week, I got an order of roasted grilled chicken, and then I got another order of potato leek mash and grilled chicken. Both of them were absolutely delicious. My favorite thing about Factor is they always give you some grilled chicken dishes because I get the low-calorie option that are totally delicious, easy to prep, obviously. And they always leave me wanting another dish the next night. No matter what your lifestyle, Factor has the meals to help you live it to the fullest. With keto, calorie smart, vegan, and protein plus meals on the menu each week. Prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians, each meal has all the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long. With 34 chef-prepared, dietitian-approved weekly options, there's always something new to try. Plus, you can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 36 plus quick bites, smoothies, juices, and more satisfying add-ons. Looking to cut back on takeout? Get Factor instead. Not only is Factor cheaper than takeout, but meals are ready quicker than restaurant delivery in just 2 minutes. Eating vegan or veggie is a snap with Factor because each meal is prepared by chefs and approved dietitians. You know that your Factor meal has all of the ingredients you want and nothing you don't. And if you're looking to mix it up, you can add a protein to select veggie and vegan meals each week. Get Factor and enjoy clean eating without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed food delivered right to your door. Ready in just 2 minutes. There is no easier way to eat well. Get America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and start saving time, eating well, and living your best life. Get America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and start saving time, eating well, and living your best year ever. Don't hesitate. Head to factor75.com/filmschool60 and use code FILMSCHOOL60 to get 60% off your first box. That's code FILMSCHOOL60 at factor75.com/filmschool60 to get 60% off your first box.
L. Paul, what's going on, L. Paul? What the fuck? Play 10 minutes, stand in the corner. You're a big part of this loss. I'm done. Oh, I guess you're referencing Obi Toppin. Yeah, I mean, look, the usage questions are there. They're always going to be there. Sorry. We can all get on here every time the Knicks lose a game and Obi Toppin plays 10 minutes. He's not really involved in the offense. It's the same song for 3 years. I don't really know what else to say, but like when you're, it's on him, he has the unenviable task that when he's in the game, he has to make the most of those minutes. And I'll reference something I said earlier tonight, which is that the lesser your role is, the more perfect you have to be. And that means not leaving any, not taking any possessions off or not being on your toes on defense. There's two ends of the court, and Obi Toppin did not hold up his end of the bargain on the defensive end tonight. And like, yeah, when you get the ball in your hands, like, make something happen. Do something. Make the right play. Take a shot. It might be a shot, might be a drive, might be a kick, whatever. Make the right play. It might be, that is unfair. It is unfair, the situation that they have placed this player in. Completely unfair. It is what it is. You know, this is his lot in life right now. We'll see if he has a different situation at some point in the near future. Chris Carter, what's going on, Chris? I think six is the best the Knicks could reasonably be expected to do. So they're right where they need to be. By the way, I haven't forgiven you for the RJ tweet. I have a feeling some people, it's amazing how that got under people's skin. I guess you know what it is. Because I tweet so little now, and when I do tweet, I go out of my way to make them the most milquetoast, bland, like just because even when you don't, when even when you tweet something that is bland, you'll still get people that will you know give you shit for it. But the funny thing about that tweet is I tweeted it in the first half, and he was worse for the rest of the game. Until the three, obviously, but he got worse. Not a good game. And Benji summed it up very well. Like, give praise where praise is due. Hit the biggest shot of the season, you could argue. But no, this is not a good RJ game. Are they where they need to be, the Knicks? Let's talk about that briefly. I guess we could do a little mini standings update. So they are. I don't think they're going to get sixth. I think the Heat are going to get sixth. Even though the Heat almost lost to the Magic last night. So Miami is in six. They're seven back. New York is game and a half back of Miami. They're a game in front of Atlanta. And they are three games in front of Indiana. I think Indiana will continue to fall. And then the Knicks are three and a half in front of Washington and Chicago. And they're four and a half in front of Toronto. Would it shock me if either one of Washington or Toronto or Chicago or Toronto put a little bit of pressure on them at some point this season? Wouldn't shock me. I still think Atlanta is the team you probably got to worry about. That game, that's why I don't want to assume that Mitch is going to be out till the All-Star break, because that last game before the All-Star break is against Atlanta. And like, you want to talk about a big game. That's a big game. That's a big fucking game. That is at Atlanta on the 15th. That's important. thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Haitian, what's going on? Haitian, great to hear from you the other night on our town hall. Tonight puts pressure on the front office to fix this bench. We need at least one more shot maker. I'm done with the McBride experiment. Missing Alec Burks. Well, unfortunately, we can't trade back for Alec Burks, so that stinks. Yeah, I have an article coming out probably. No. When do they play next? The Knicks play. I have the schedule right here. Should probably look at it. They play the Lakers on Tuesday. Oh, that's nice. They have 2 days off. That's great. So probably on Tuesday, I'm going to have a little bit of an examination of the possibilities for a Cam trade, and I'm going to focus on Grayson Allen because Grayson Allen has been the name that's been rumored. But in short, like, they could use Cam in one of two ways. They can try to use Cam as outgoing salary, where the team acquiring him probably isn't going to care about him at all as a player, and then add something to his outgoing salary to acquire a player that is going to help their team. Now, there are lots of players that can fit in terms of if you're looking at the salary cap, Grayson Allen could fit, which is probably why they're kicking the tires on him. Jay Crowder could technically fit. Alex Caruso can fit. You know, and some guys can't, you know, like Malik Beasley makes too much money and Eric Gordon makes too much money. So you'd have to add, you know, a Derrick Rose or whatever, but like they could use Cam that way. Or they could just try to get whatever they can get in terms of picks for him. See if you get a good second. See if you get a couple seconds. Maybe one of them is good. But I think if you ask me right now, bet money, are they going to add a player before the deadline that will essentially take Deuce's rotation minutes? I would wager that they will attain such a player. That is my guess. It's only a guess. I haven't heard anything. Not that anything I hear is that important, but no, that's my guess. Luffy, I hate losing to Allen Ivermectin. I don't know if I get that. Ivermectin? Ivermectin. I'm sure that's probably very obvious and I'm just very old and or not very bright, but I hate losing to him too. Jibo, can we take the kid gloves off with Quentin Grimes? Open shots. Yeah. Wasn't good tonight. Wasn't good enough. I hate the reason I hate killing the kid is because he always gives you max effort. He always gives you max effort. He always tries to make the right play. And both of those things are really valuable. And like, he doesn't get discouraged and he doesn't let offensive struggles get in the way of his defense. Like, or defensive struggles get in the way of the next defensive possession. I thought he had some not great defensive possessions tonight and then came back and had some pretty good defensive possessions tonight. And like, again, where do you draw the line? Where is it like, okay, Kyrie's making amazing shots. Grimes might be on him. Like, what do you do? The Knicks, even at the end there, what were the Nets trying to do? They were trying to screen to get Grimes off of Kyrie. Because for as much as Kyrie was on fire, they know it's a lot easier to make a shot over a Brunson or an RJ or literally anyone else on the floor. So like, we're criticizing him, and I understand that, and I'm not saying that criticism is not warranted, but he is the best on-ball defender on the Knicks. That has real value. They need that. Their season changed when him and Mitchell Robinson went into the starting lineup. That's not an accident. And like, overall, his numbers this year are good. Like, I'll look them up right now, but his numbers are not bad this year. I could tell you that. His numbers are not bad. As Zach Brazilier of the Post sends out a negative tweet about Quentin Grimes. thanks, Gbo. Appreciate it. Dom Cappuccini, what's going on, Dom? How are you? Always good to hear from you. Hurry back, Mitch. Yes. Also, need another knockdown shooter and quickly, too. Bounce back in a big way next week. So we should say who the games are against next week. So next week, 4-game homestand. This is an interesting one. Lakers, Miami, Clippers, Philly.
Now,
Philly, playing as well as any team in the league. Had a great win today against Denver. Probably not getting that one, but you never know. The other three games are interesting. Lakers, Miami, Clippers. Now, Miami always plays as well, but they also haven't really been Miami this year, but they always play as well. That's a game I'm going to watch very carefully. The Lakers and the Clippers, can they get one of those games? Can they get one of those games and the Miami game? Or if they don't get the Miami game, can they get both of the LA games? Like, looking at next week, and then they go to Orlando. Orlando's been playing very well. They would do, if you throw in the Orlando game, so home, Lakers, Miami, Clippers, Philly, road, Orlando. Again, I'm echoing kind of what we talked about, what I my sentiment was before this past week. Where can I sign for 2 and 3? Where do I sign for 2 and 3 there? Give me the piece of paper. Because after that, it's at Philly, Utah home, Brooklyn home, maybe with KD, probably not with KD. But again, we know Nets don't need KD to beat us. And then last game before the All-Star break at Atlanta. So like, that's why I keep, give me 3 more wins. Give me 3 more wins, 500 going into the All-Star break. If you get 2 over 500, great. Sign for 500. Gbo with another one. We lamented not trading Julius Randle in 2021. How about now? Yeah. That's one thing I've apologized for enough. So I don't feel bad about that. Wanted to trade him. Would have been the wrong decision. He's been very good. Wasn't great tonight. He was very good, though. Thanks, Gbo. Blue Diamond Gem. How much to get Jalen Williams back from Oklahoma City? Well, it's not back because he wasn't our draft pick, but that was the guy. And shout out to Chris Percy-Einen. Chris was touting Jalen Williams all draft season as the guy that the Knicks should have circled. I liked him, but I didn't do as much homework as Chris, and I didn't like him as much as Chris. I didn't put myself out there as much as Chris, but I liked him. I'm not surprised at all what he's doing. Talk about the sort of guy the Knicks... You want to talk about the sort of guy the Knicks could use? Oh, my Lord. Would he have slotted in perfectly on this team make quickly the backup point guard. He essentially takes Deuce's minutes. And then you got Obi and your backups. I mean, and then you have another piece going forward that you love and that you're and that you could build around. And it makes it easier if you need to trade one of these kids. Like right now, the thought of trading either Quickly or Grimes, I know Grimes didn't have a great night tonight, but like the thought of trading one of them is like, oh my God, please no. If you have one more of those sorts of guys, then if you need to include one of these kids in a trade, it's not the end of the world. Now it feels like at the end of the world because you've left yourself no margin for error, but you have those three protected picks. And when you put it like that, when you put the three protected picks into that sort of a context, and it's like, man, we could have had that kid. Now, all of a sudden, maybe not all of a sudden, some people have been shouting this from the rafters since they made that trade or since they didn't use those picks to get Donovan Mitchell. Like the notion of like, oh, well, we have all these protected picks. Let's just throw one in to get, you know, an Eric Gordon or, you know, some such Band-Aid veteran player. It's not as easy to be convinced of that when you give up on a talent like that. And again, I would argue he was the obvious pick for them, not Jalen Duren. Thanks, Blue Diamond Jim. Appreciate it. Mango Man, what's going on, Mango Man? Grimes is okay. Not knowing if you'll see the ball again is tough, but that's also his role, you know? That's his role on this team. IQ has the... I'm not saying it's easy, but we've seen him be successful in that role before. I think he could be successful in that role again. And his role will get bigger as the years go on. IQ has the necessary level of I don't give a fuck in him to succeed regardless of the game plan. Yeah, I don't like... Well, hold on. I said I was going to give you Grimes' number, so let me do that first. So Grimes on the year, he is shooting it a lot more. He took 5 attempts from the field per game last year. He's taking 8 per game this year. Last year, he shot at 38% from three. This year, he's shooting at 36% from three. So it's a drop there. But Grimes is shooting at 61% from two-point range. Overall, Grimes is actually shooting it better this year than last year. And he shot it really well last year. He's at 56.6 effective field goal percentage. He's getting to the line more. He's shooting a free throw and a half per game. More assists. Like, it's, I know it was a rough game from Grimes, but like, let's settle down on the Quentin Grimes stuff because he's had an outstanding year for a second year player and he's still a steal at the 25th pick. As far as Quickly goes, I feel like Quickly is like, he doesn't need to commandeer the offense or go rogue to get his shots or have like an attitude like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I think Quickly is doing a better and better and better job of knowing when to shoot and knowing when to pass. Because earlier in the year, I think he was too hesitant. I've talked about that before. More recently, I think he's making all the right decisions. That's why it's like any Knick game you watch, without fail, you're like, oh, Emmanuel Quickly. Yeah, he was one of the best three players on the court tonight. It's like clockwork. That's why he's their metronome. That's what he is. But yeah, like over, like how many shots did Quickly take tonight? But I'm looking at his past. Like if you look, basically since the beginning of December, he's taking double-digit shots pretty much every game. You know, maybe it's a game here, a game there where he doesn't, but like he's shooting it a lot. So and that's by design. So good job by Emmanuel Quickly. Thanks, Mango Man. Kevin Danishevsky, what's going on, Kev? I'm proud. I'm in person proud of the team's fight tonight. I know you were there at the arena. I'm sorry they couldn't win one for you. Kyrie's a top 10 talent ever. Oh my God. I don't even know how I would go about having that conversation. Deuce's jumper, sad face, Macri. What is this? Macri over SAS. Stephen A. Smith? I don't know. You are woefully underpaid, but fire Fins? Fire Tibbs. I think someone had a couple of cocktails at the game tonight. JK. Shout out to Stephen A. Smith. I was in a Barnes & Noble earlier today, and I saw Stephen A. Smith has a book for sale. I will not be purchasing that book. But good for him. Demetrius Hampton, FTLT Mac, Don Corleone offer for SGA. Who says no? The Thunder. That's an easy one. They're not trading him. And is that the last one? Was that the last one? Okay. I guess that was, we're done. Thank you everybody for welcoming me back, for not revolting that my bad fortune brought us a loss tonight. Maybe if Benji was pre-planned to be on after this game, unlike the Boston game, they would have won. I take full responsibility. But it happens, you know, it happens. So a couple quick announcements. Jeremy and I will be recording tomorrow, I believe, with Andrew in tow. I think we're recording tomorrow morning because there is a day of football tomorrow that some people that are part of this podcast would like to partake in. So we're going to record tomorrow morning. So hopefully there are no major trades that go down on Sunday. And then, yeah, we got a pod drop in on Monday. Very excited about that one. A guest I always love to talk to. And then the march to the All-Star break continues. Hopefully they do not look back at this one with an especially large amount of regret. That would be unfortunate. Anyway, all right. I'm going to go watch the rest of this Boston Lakers game and hope that LeBron doesn't score 70 points so he puts himself on track to potentially break the all-time scoring record in MSG next week. Thank you for tuning in tonight, everyone. Don't forget, like this video, subscribe to the channel, and follow Nick's Film School on social media at Nick Film School. That's S-K-O-O-L. Appreciate you. See everybody later, and peace out.